Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
So, Mother Nature is about to give us a blast of Arctic weather. Not just real feels in the teens, but we are talking about some snow on Sunday night. AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk joining us. John?
Yeah, we do have that colder air on the way. It's going to start plunging in this afternoon, and real feels are going to fall into the teens. Actual temperatures down into the low teens later on tonight, with real feels falling below zero at times. That bitter cold air in place for tomorrow, with highs only around 20. It's still going to be cold Sunday as that winter storm approaches, and then we'll see snow break out Sunday night. It does look like enough warm air gets in the city and along the coast. The snow quickly turns over to rain, but there could be 1 to 3 inches before that changeover. Areas to the north and west, a more prolonged period of snow with more in the way of dangerous travel Sunday night. But even there, probably ends as some rain late Sunday night into Monday morning. Bridget?
All right, John. During this hour here at Newsline, we are monitoring developments on the Bronx high-rise fire tragedy, because a Bronx task force is about to announce at this hour some new federal policy recommendations to prevent future tragedies. Congressman Richie Torres and other elected officials holding a news conference. Meantime, a mass funeral planned on Sunday for 15 of the victims, 10 o'clock in the morning at the Islamic Cultural Center on East 166th Street. A funeral for two victims, a 12-year-old and a 5-year-old, held on Wednesday. Mayor Adams just held a news conference in Astoria and says the city has indeed set up a fund to raise money to help those victims.
The last number I checked, it was in the area of about $700,000, a little over $700,000. Other entities that's not associated with the mayor's fund, they have also raised money. We're not in control of that.
And the mayor says they are still trying to figure out the very best way to spend the money. Again, a news conference at this hour, our Juliet Papa is covering. There might be a break in the case of a Burger King worker killed during a robbery in East Harlem last Sunday. Detectives are questioning a person of interest now in the robbery, in which 19-year-old cashier Crystal Bayron Nieves was shot.
Justice for Crystal. That's on one of the signs hanging outside Burger King here in East Harlem, where a cashier was fatally shot. And it seems police are one step closer. Cops say they have a person of interest in custody being questioned. This comes 5 days after 19-year-old Crystal Bayron Nieves was shot in the stomach here while working as a cashier. This rocked the community here, where a vigil was held this week, and people have been leaving flowers, candles, and notes outside the fast food restaurant that's still not open. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in East Harlem.
And last night there was a candlelight vigil outside the fast food restaurant on 116th and Lexington Avenue. Community leaders, clergy, politicians standing side by side demanding an end to the senseless violence and calling on the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg to prosecute this case to the fullest extent of the law. A day after saying he is open to the idea of a remote option, Mayor Adams says that doesn't mean he wants to close your schools.
Mayor Adams says he's been in constant talks with the teachers union to make the learning experience the best it can be during the pandemic. However,
because I don't know if there was a misinterpretation of what I said yesterday, I'm clear. Schools are not closing. Let's be very clear on that. We are not closing our schools.
He says his team will work on different methods to keep education flowing.
I'm not closing my schools. I'm not closing them because we get 3 to 6 inches of snow. I'm not closing them because of other issues. I'm going to keep my children safe.
Adams concluding by saying he'll be working with the UFT, not against them. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Queens.
A trio of women has been charged with attacking an airline security officer and a gate agent at JFK Airport over not wearing masks and being disruptive. Prosecutors say they had 9 drinks in 4 hours at airport bars while their Delta flight to San Juan was delayed. The flight crew wouldn't let them on because they were belligerent, they said. One would not wear a mask, another was having trouble walking. A Delta security officer and a gate agent asked them to go back, saying that they could get a later flight. Instead, they punched, kicked, stomped on the officer and the gate agent. The women have been released on $25,000 bond each. Wins News Time. Trying to cross the street proved deadly for a man in Queens last night. The 57-year-old was at the intersection of Metropolitan Avenue and Rentar Plaza in Ridgewood when a Cadillac Escalade hit him. Happened at about a quarter before 8. He was rushed over to Elmhurst Hospital but died. The driver of the SUV did stay on the scene and so far is not facing charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.